Chapter 3. A Visit from a Lady. When our visitors had left, Holmes was silent for a long time. He sat in his chair, thinking about our new problem, as I read the morning newspaper. There had been a shocking crime, a murder in London the previous evening, and the paper had a story about it. At last, Holmes looked up. He was ready to talk again. "Perhaps we are not too late after all, Watson," he began. "Perhaps we still have some hope. I must find out which of those three spies had the letter. Perhaps he still has it. Perhaps he is waiting to see who offers him the most money for it. It's possible that I could buy it back. Our government will pay any price." "But who are the three spies you mentioned?" I asked. "How do you know that one of them has the letter?"
"There are only three spies who live in London and who could have done this, Watson," said Holmes. "Oberstein, La Rothiere, and Eduardo Lucas. I must try to talk to all three of them."
"Does Eduardo Lucas live in Godolphin Street, Holmes?" I asked.
"Yes, that's the man," Holmes replied. He was surprised that I knew.
"Then I'm afraid you won't see him," I said. I opened the newspaper and pointed to a story. "He was murdered last night at his house." Holmes was obviously shocked by my news. He took the newspaper from me and read the story. "A mysterious crime was committed in London last night. It happened in a beautiful house in Godolphin Street near the Parliament Buildings in Westminster. The owner of the house, Mr. Eduardo Lucas, was found dead with a knife in his body. Mr. Lucas was aged 34 and was not married. Mr. Lucas lived in the house with an elderly housekeeper, Mrs. Pringle, and a valet, John Mitten. Last night, Mrs. Pringle was in her room at the top of the house, and Mitten was not at home. At 11:45, a policeman saw that the front door was open. He knocked on the door to ask if anything was wrong. There was no reply, but he saw that there was a light on in the front room. He entered the room and found Mr. Lucas lying dead on the floor. The knife, which was still in Mr. Lucas's body, was his own property. It had hung on a wall in the room for some years. Much of the furniture in the room had been turned over. But the strange thing is that nothing in the room had been stolen. It seems that burglary was not the reason for the crime. Inspector Lestrade of Scotland Yard is in charge of the case for the police."
"Oh well, Watson," said Holmes when he had finished reading. "What do you think about this?"
"It's an amazing coincidence, Holmes," I replied.
"I don't believe it. It can't be a coincidence," said Holmes. "There must be a connection between this crime and the one we are trying to solve."
"Is the missing letter still our problem?" I asked. "The police must know everything now."
"No, Watson, you're wrong. They won't know about the letter," Holmes said. "The Prime Minister still won't tell them about that. We are the only people who know about both crimes, and we are the only people who can find the connection between them. The first thing that seems interesting is that Godolphin Street is very close to Whitehall Terrace. That's a kind of connection between the households, Lucas's and Hope's. The other two spies live much further to the west. If Lucas had the letter, he probably had an accomplice in Hope's household. Now we must look for more connections."
Shortly after that, Holmes's thinking was interrupted by a surprising visitor. It was Lady Hilda Hope. Lady Hilda, we knew, was the wife of Mr. Trelawney Hope, who had already visited us that morning. The lady who entered the room was one of the most beautiful young women in London. But that day, she looked pale and very frightened.
"Mr. Holmes," she said, "I think that my husband has already been here today. Before I say anything else, I must ask you to keep my visit a secret. My husband must never know about it. Please promise me that."
I cannot promise anything until I know the reason for your visit, Holmes replied. Please sit down and tell us why you have come.
I will tell you the truth, Mr. Holmes, Lady Hilda said. I hope that, in return, you will tell me the truth. My husband and I have no secrets from each other, except in one area of life, the area of politics. He refuses to talk about politics with me. Now, I understand that something terrible happened in our house last night. I understand that a document has disappeared, and that its loss is very serious. I know that my husband consulted you about this loss this morning. Will you tell me what the document is, Mr. Holmes? My husband is in despair, and I want to help him, but he won't tell me what the problem is. If you can tell me what has really happened, I will do my best to help him.
Lady Hilda, Holmes replied, I cannot tell you, and I cannot help you. I promise complete secrecy to your husband and to Lord Bellinger. If your husband won't tell you what has disappeared, it's not in my power to tell you. I'm sorry.
If you won't tell me that, Mr. Holmes, will you answer this question? Lady Hilda asked. Will this disappearance be bad for my husband's political career? Will it ruin his reputation?
Yes, said Holmes. It will be bad for his career. I think I can tell you that.
And is our country in danger as a result of this disappearance? Lady Hilda went on.
Yes, it is, Holmes answered, but I cannot tell you any more.
Then I hope you will do as I asked and keep my visit a secret, said Lady Hilda. Then she turned and left the room.
After we heard the front door close behind her, Holmes laughed. I wonder what she really wanted, he said. Well, Watson, I'm going out. I'm going to Godolphin Street to see what the police are doing about Eduardo Lucas's murder. Our friend Inspector Lestrade will tell me all about it, and I might be able to help him. I'll see you later in the day.
Holmes, I said, as he put on his coat. What is your theory? What connects the two crimes?
We must never make theories before we have facts, Watson, he replied.